Welcome to Cowboy Church with your host, Russ Weaver, and Susie McIntyre. So sit back and enjoy some good singing, some great testimony, and some good preaching. Welcome to Cowboy Church.
Hey, I'm Susie McIntyre.
And I'm Russ Weaver.
And we're here at Cowboy Church on RFD TV proudly. We appreciate what RFD does. Yes, sir. And we are, this is a funny little bit of a deal here. The title of his message is
Harmony. Wait. Don't tell him yet.
Why?
Because I got a question to ask you first.
Okay.
It's really important.
It's crazy.
Have you ever been around chickens?
Yeah.
Do you have chickens yourself?
No, I don't. My grandma had chickens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you remember about your grandmother's
chickens?
They're
always pecking.
Yeah.
And they act like women.
How's that?
Well, there's always one that's kind of the matriarch, the higher up. You know, she runs the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if the title of the message now is
Harmony in the Hen House.
Yes. There is so much stuff in the Bible that I've found.
See?
About order.
Order. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the basic. And the whole idea is, you know how big a chicken's brain is?
Very small.
Yeah.
Tiny.
Yeah. And they can figure out how a pecking order works.
Uh-huh.
And I figure if a chicken can do that, we ought
to. We ought to be able to, too. Do you think we can?
Well, we'll see.
That's probably how much we use of our brain.
Yeah, exactly.
So here we go to Cowboy Church. I am going to sing a song, and then Russ is going to, I don't know, he's going to get this all figured out with a bunch of chickens and somehow relate it to a Christian message.
You have a little Chicken Little song or something
chicken
like that?
Chicken Little song, yeah. Yep.
We'll be right back, and don't go away. Don't get discouraged about the title of the message. It'll be something that's a little deeper than that.
Welcome to Cowboy Church.
Oh, there's power. There's wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Well, there's wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Oh, can you put your hands together with me?
Well, there's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Well, there's power, wonder-working power in the precious blood. You be free from the burden of sin. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Well, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Well, he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. And he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. And he plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, and how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. Of his precious blood atoned me, and then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. And he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. And he plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Oh, some glad morning when this life is over, fly away, come on, sing it with me, to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Whoa, fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, bye bye. I'll fly away. Now stand up with me one more time. Go around and greet somebody, would you? Invite them to breakfast tomorrow morning. That's what you can do. Time should be no more. When the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, and when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Will you be there? When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder.
Today we're going to be talking about something that all you folks that raise chickens will have an understanding about. We're going to be talking about harmony in the hen house. You'll understand it as we go on. Hopefully it'll be enough intriguing that you'll at least listen to the part of it. And we'll just see how it goes. I have a couple of scriptures I want to read right off. Romans chapter 12, verse 3, it says, Paul's talking, he says, because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think that you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. And then I'll skip over to Philippians chapter 2. And we're going to start in the third verse. It says, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. Don't look out for only your own interest, but take an interest in others too. You may have the same attitude that Christ had. In verse 6 of chapter 2, I love this. It says, though he was God, he did not think equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him a name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth,
and that every tongue declare that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. So we're going to pray and get into it. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help us to understand what you mean by order, what your idea of order is, and what your thoughts are of humility. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen. I've mentioned this off and on for years about true humility. And I think it's important that we as Christians begin to understand what humility is. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not sure I completely understand it all, but I've had some dimensions of humility introduced to me in the last 8 or 10 years that have given me a perspective that has really helped me understand it a lot better. And here's kind of the definition where we're headed, and then we're going to talk about this a little bit. The definition is that we can't always just put ourselves under everybody's authority, because that's really unhealthy. A father should never put himself under the authority of his child, because God has set up an authority lineup in the family. But what humility is understanding where you fit there and serving God, whether it be a place of leadership or whether it be a place where we'd follow. So real humility before God is when we are the leader, that we don't try to lord it over everybody and bully and use the techniques of rudeness and demeaning to lead the people. But we should humbly before God realize that we're not any better than them. It's just that God has put us in a place over them. And I think what you'll find out, and everybody should, if you listen to my preaching, I think everybody should be able to understand what we're talking about here, because even the hen house understand it. A pecking order was first recognized in a hen house because that's what chickens do. See, the way it works, for those of you who don't have chickens, you have the lead chicken. He is allowed to peck on every single chicken. The second chicken can pick on every single chicken except the number one chicken. So he's the number two chicken. The number three chicken, you get it. He can peck on the 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 chickens, but he can't peck on the first two chickens. Before, as it goes on down, and by the time you get to the last guy, the last chicken can't peck on anybody. They're at the bottom of the pecking order. And what that is when they get that all figured out, then what you have in that hen house is peace. See, it's not set up in a chicken coop for chaos to reign in that chicken coop, because everything God does in order. And so he has this understanding that in a chicken coop, we can understand it. Well, how do you apply that to real life? Well, it's really, really simple. Every person that you run into, every person that you're affiliated with, God, by his design, will make sure that one of you is the lead and the other one is the follow. Every relationship you have. And if you're really humble, sometimes in those relationships, it will shift from time to time. For instance, I have a really good friend. His name is Jack Garr. And Jack is a home builder. He's a tremendous home builder. And when we're rodeoing, what we would do is when I was home, I would go to work for Jack. So when we're on the job working, Jack was the boss. And I understood that anything he said went, because he was the one responsible for the house. But the way I met Jack is we were at a roping, and he had moved down from South Dakota. And at that time, when you move into Texas from South Dakota, what you get is an education if you're a calf roper. In Texas at that time, man, Texas is a nest of calf ropers. And if you're going to succeed at anything, you kind of have to come to Texas in order to be good enough. Well, when he came to Texas, he had tremendous talent, I thought. And but he was doing so many things wrong that he just had bad habits everywhere, I thought. And so him and I made friends, and he asked me, he says, can you help me with my roping? And I said, I can, but it's going to take a year. How much do you want to put into it? And he said, well, I'll work at it. So Jack and I, when I was home, we would get up in the morning, we'd work on these houses until about 4 o'clock. And when it was 4 o'clock, we would come home to my place and we'd rope. Now, during the daytime, when we were working on the houses, I was in submission to Jack, because that's what humility does. And Jack knew how to lead. He was a great home builder. He knew how to get everything put together. Great leader. When we came to the roping pen, I was the leader. Jack was learning how to rope. And we got along famously. We're dear friends. So in every relationship that you have, what you're going to, when you begin to understand this, you begin to understand that God slots us in so that we know how to operate and know how to function in our position. And he talks about humility. If there's any question, if both of you are on equal ground, I'm the one that's going to submit, that because that's what God requires. We submit, and as we submit in God's time, in God's purpose, God will lift up, as he did Jesus, to the place that he has intended for us to get to. So there's an order and a right standing. Romans 3:22, it says, we're made righteous with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. The first place we have to slot in is we have to have God as in the hierarchy of our life. He has to be God. We can't be God over him. He has to be above us. We need to be under him. He has to be in charge. We have to be in submission. And when that begins to happen, what we do is we begin to understand that God has an order to everything. And humility has to do with allowing God to place us and us not placing ourselves. Allowing God to put us. And then when we're placed there, the way we handle it is by God's ideas and by God's design. So let's get into it here. It's a hierarchy of status or structure. It's members of a group of people or animals originally observed among hens is what pecking order is. So what we need to do is come into right standing with God. First of all, is before God and right standing with mankind. And the example then is Jesus. In Luke 2:52, Jesus said, Luke said that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature in favor with God and all the people. We grow to a certain point, God will automatically slot us in where our growth will take us. You don't have to force your way in. God has a plan for it. What we get to do is we get to be humble. And when we decide to have a servant's heart, even in our leadership roles, what happens to us, life begins to be a lot more simple. We're confused a lot less. We have some guidance into how to conduct our lives. So I want to tell you how this works practically now. The first one that God talks about is one that's really pretty difficult for ladies to understand. Ephesians 5:32 and 33 said it's a great mystery. It's an illustration of Christ and the church. And then it goes back, we go back to 22 and 23, and it sets this up, this great mystery. It's for wives, this means submit to your husband as Lord. A husband is the head of his wife as Christ is the head of this church. Say, whoa, Russ, you're stepping in scary territory. And I know that. I know that. And if I didn't know it was in the Word of God, I'd be really scared. But I have learned that God knows what he's talking about. And here's what it is. It does not mean that men are better than women. It doesn't mean that. It means that God created man in his image, And he created woman as helpmate for man. And the way that an ideal relationship should work is they both should understand that the husband is the head of the house. And I've heard it said that the woman is the neck that moves the head. I don't know about that. That might be a little more authority than what God's talking about, but I do understand that there's an important part there. And I'm not trying to put a woman in a submissive role, except for this. When you look at it, the good sense of it is this, that if there are two people, and we live in America, you know, it's a republic, a democracy kind of situation, and what that means is we get to vote. Well, if there's only a husband and wife, that's only two people voting. And you know, if you're married, there'll come a time when you two have a difference of opinion. You know that. You will have a difference of opinion with your wife, men. And women, you will have a difference of opinion with your husband. And if you don't have a way to resolve it, it'll turn into a war. And it'll begin to accumulate like plaque in your veins, and it won't be long until you'll be having a heart attack because that stuff can't clear out. And what you have to have is a way for God to be able and your family to be able to make decisions. And so when you're split decision, the tiebreaker is the husband. And now, ladies, don't get mad here, because now he's responsible for that decision. If it's a good one, he gets credit for it. But if it's a bad one, if it's a bad one, he gets credit for it.
Hey, we're so glad that you joined us today. And I hope you didn't just learn about chickens, but I hope you learned about something about God's order. God's order is really a wonderful thing.
Sure
and,
is.
And it's what I don't know if we got all of this covered about husband and wife. But that is one of the coolest concepts about order that there is.
Well, if you're disorderly, you have chaos. And I can tell you that living in chaos is so stressful. Yeah. And so many children live in chaos.
Yeah.
And not only with their parents being, you know, not in order, not deferring to one another, loving one another, but maybe even fighting, outright fighting on drugs, on alcohol, or they've just got their kids so stinking busy.
Or they let their kids run the house.
Yes.
You've been in those kind of homes and it's just chaotic.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And I don't believe God wants us to live in chaos, and thus the reason for the message.
Right.
There's an order to everything. And if we can fall in that order, if we can get it right and we begin to understand how it works with people and how it works with situations. Mm-hmm. And God says, if you don't know how it works, why don't you try humbling yourself?
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Well, the order is what we need in our life. And when we get the chaos out, our whole body just relaxes.
Yeah.
And there's so many things that's inside of our body that is it's producing so many bad hormones that it makes us sick.
Yeah.
It makes us sick. So our prayer for you is that you follow God's order, His freedom, His love, His faith, hope, and love. And it's just a wonderful thing to have the joy of the Lord in our heart. We'd love to hear from you here at Cowboy Church at Brush, Colorado. You can write us a letter. You can email us. You can get on our Facebook and give us a message. Please do that. We would love to hear from you. And we'll see you next time on Cowboy Church.